If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girls.
When we do the dishes, lunch is packed, a gun is loaded. Sail on down the road, about half a mile or so, and I tried to make you stay, but now you're going. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. That was wishful thinking. Gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy. You gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, would you please just go away? But I don't need your sympathy. And the way you look at me, well, it's condescending. I feel my stomach churning. Didn't you ever learn not to tell somebody something? You don't mean it. I gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy. You gave me nothing in return.
You're listening to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy.
We have a very special show for you today. Last week, our show was all about laughing, if you remember. It was songs such as...
Laughter. Laughing to the bank, parentheses, ha ha ha.
Anyways, you get the gist. It was all laughing songs.
It was all fun and games last week.
It was all fun and games. But this week...
Well, this week has come around to bite us in the butt, and they say after the laughter comes tears. So you can expect a bit of a somber mood tonight.
Yes.
There's really nothing to laugh about. We're looking at this playlist. Nothing funny here going on.
Crying. Why am I crying? Sometimes I cry. And I will cry.
Cry, baby, cry. Sad song. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Tears are in your eyes.
So, you know, have your Kleenex nearby for the next hour and a half.
Last week you were crying from laughter, but I got bad news for you this week. You can call in, tell us the saddest thing that's ever happened to you. Tell us the most tragic moment you've ever experienced. Don't just tell us, but tell everyone. Share it with the world.
If you want to give us a call, it's 412-440-8906. Again, that number is 412-440-8906. The saddest thing that's ever happened to you. that you just can't get over. It's on your mind when you go to sleep. It's on your mind when you wake up. That's how sad it is.
And actually, maybe this week we could encourage a text, because a lot of people will probably be too beside themselves to speak. So text in the worst terrible tragedy you've ever experienced, and we'll read them on the air, and that'll be fun. So let this be a lesson to you. Last week was all fun and games, but after the laughter comes tears.
There's nothing I can say to make him go. smile for a while. But I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wish me well, you couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. Touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do?
Yeah! I'm changing it with my past, which is really a game that crashing on me.
We want to advertise something that we have for sale. Baby shoes, size 2, never worn.
You were just listening to Nancy, Why Am I Crying? Before that was Björk with Crying. Ariel Pink, Crying. Aerosmith there. Ballad off of Get a Grip, Crying. Roy Orbison, Crying. We had Neil Young, Crazy Horse, telling you, don't cry no tears. Started off with After Laughter Comes Tears.
Found the love of my life. She didn't. I love you.
Just sign the papers, honey.
Mama, I'm hungry.
I know, sweetheart. Maybe tomorrow.
I pick up your little collar and leash, and I almost expect you to come running at the sound.
I will never get used to the awful silence.
Ha ha ha!
Jesus Christ. We got a call from our favorite caller. Ruth Ann, can you hear us?
Yes. I haven't called for a while.
I was going to say, it's been a minute.
Yes.
How's it going? Which theme do you like better, the laughing theme or the crying theme?
Well, I missed a lot of last week because I was at my friend's house.
Okay.
But this is okay. There's songs that have made me cry. But one of them is Al Stewart's Roads to Moscow. It's about 9 minutes. But that's great. But I don't know if I have a saddest thing that ever happened yet. I mean, there still could be something out there.
That's true.
So every day has the potential to be sad.
That is
unfortunately
very true.
That's true.
But I do have a story.
Okay.
So I don't know what preceded this departure of this guy that was sort of my boyfriend and these other friends of his from Chiefs, but I know alcohol was involved. Okay, you know that Chiefs Cafe.
Okay. Yeah. On like Craig Street.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So somebody had a vehicle, which was uncommon, but everyone's drinking, so you know, great. Anyway, for some reason I was crying. Alcohol involved, and I must have gotten into some like argument or just sad thing with the BF at the time, and so they were parked across the street from Chiefs, and I'm out on the street as they're getting into the it was a van, and I'm crying my eyes out on the street begging the guy to come out and talk to me. And then I cried all the way home to South Oakland, the entire way to Atwood Street. And then as I got to my second floor duplex where I was living, I'm like crying all the way up to put my key in the door. And there's a guy sitting on the porch on the first floor. So, and then there's a punchline to this. The one guy that was doing the driving told his girlfriend, who was my friend, that he thought it was all kind of funny. So I don't know, it wasn't really, but I can't imagine. I mean, alcohol really exacerbates things, and I kind of understand now he just wanted to kind of go with his friends and not have to deal with you know, this girl. And
yeah,
I don't know, my sister's yelling not funny from the other room.
Oh.
But
if you can look back and laugh, so, that's a good thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe it wasn't funny for her, you know, if you were hard to deal with in that moment, if you were that sad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was, so that was kind of a sad time. And that's like about a 20-minute walk, 25-minute walk. That was a lot of,
Yeah,
that's a pretty long cry.
Water coming out of my...
Yeah.
Need some Gatorade after that or something.
And then I don't know what happened after I went home, but it was like the guy's sitting on the porch and I'm wailing, you know. So that was kind of sad. And I just happened to think of that because every once in a while, I'm glad it turned into like a story I could tell with a punchline.
Yeah, really. We didn't really want to hear something too tragic or sad. You know, we didn't really expect anyone to do that. But... You know, your story's a good example.
My first cat thought it was pretty awful, but I wasn't going to go into that. I just thought about that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's... there's stuff you don't want to talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
But maybe there's somebody crazy out there who will.
Yeah. Well, I called once when you guys were reading promos and PSAs. So, because I got a little worried about losing my status as your favorite caller. So I've been kind of slacking off this summer.
No, that's okay.
Am I still okay?
You're still number one. Yeah, you're still number one.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about it anytime soon.
Because, I mean, your bandmate called in under his own name, didn't he? a couple weeks ago?
I think. He did.
Yeah, he did. He was.
Rare occasion.
Yeah, and then
we have Tom from Overbrook. He calls a bit, but
You're
still number one. But if you hear that, Tom.
And I would have put you on speaker, but it was raining really hard after I left my friend's mom's place in Lawrenceville. She lives up the street from Spirit, kind of up Stanton.
Oh.
And it's great.
I'm not
well,
too
my
far
friend
from there.
Her family does. What's that?
Oh, I said I'm not too far from there. I mean, I'm way up Stanton, but yeah.
Yeah. They're up by where McCandless separates from Stanton.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it's been it's one of those homes in the family for a long time, and her mom and brothers live there. She lives in Berkeley, but they said the neighborhood has changed over the years, and my friend said there's no more drunk guys yelling outside.
Really?
Yeah. But she said one time when she was between jobs, she had been in Europe and Croatia because she has a bunch of relatives there. She came home from, I think, my place where I was living at the time, and these guys were walking around with 2x4s looking for somebody named Gina, and that's her name.
Whoa.
And kind of said it scared her, but maybe they were looking for Gino. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
really?
Man, they had, like, weapons, and they were looking. No, they said, where'd that bee go?
Whoa.
You know, I know I can say it because it's not the ones you can't say, but I won't.
Yeah.
Because kids could be listening to stories of debauchery. Drinking it cheap. Yeah, that was fun.
Well, at least
I hope someone else calls.
We'll see. Maybe we'll get our buddy, our little bandmate, to call. I know how you love his crazy stories and crazy characters.
Yeah, and my friend that was here, that lives in Berkeley, was involved in the GBV at Ritter's. And
okay.
Yeah, so too bad we couldn't have called. But I don't know where we would have listened.
We do actually have a GBV crying song coming up. Actually, next.
Yeah, we'll play it next for you. Our GBV song on the list.
Wait, can you guess which one it is? It has cry in the title.
Jen? Jen knows the names of things. I don't know the names a lot. Crying Your Knife Away, that whole record. Are you going to play that whole thing?
Yeah, that came to mind.
Well, would Jen... What? She told me the name, but I can't hear her.
Oh.
Now I'm Crying is the song.
Oh.
Right?
We're not doing that one. I can't think of that one.
Yeah, me neither.
There were a few that we came across.
Yeah.
Sad If I Lost It was one idea, but...
Well, People Were Leaving is kind of
That's
sad.
A sad one. That is definitely a sad one.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a cat fight here. I might have to leave.
Uh-oh.
I have one bully cat and cats he bullies, but then there's cats he doesn't, you know, that can, you know, he doesn't mess with.
Yeah.
So. Oh boy. Yeah. So every day could be a sad day. Like, you know, I didn't mean to have like piss rugs, but I have a couple places where there's piss rugs.
That
is sad to me.
That is sad.
And you can't control it. It's a good example of how these things can happen.
You could
happen.
Wake up on the right side of the bed and
step in something.
Yep.
Rip up rugs. Yeah, rip up the rugs. I don't know. It's not me pissing on them. I mean, it's
well, that's
still
good
drank
at least.
And still alive, maybe. But oh boy. Let's see. You guys have played, and I missed it. You played at that Northside thing, right?
Oh, not this year.
No, we didn't do that this year. We'll have coming up, though.
Yeah, actually, very soon. Yeah,
we'll let you know. We'll have some shows.
Are the band playing soon, or they played? They didn't play at that, but they're playing soon somewhere.
Oh, I didn't know that. That would be cool.
He has a new cover band, I think. It's a new, different band now. It's not the fall one.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
I forget what it is, though.
Oh, I think he's doing Devo.
Oh. Ooh, did I know that?
Oh, whoa. Maybe that was a secret.
Well-rounded. Wow. So that's cool. Well, are you guys playing anywhere coming up?
Yeah, we have a release show.
Yeah, album release show.
Yeah, the band X-Pilots, we're playing at Kativo on August 23rd.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, in Lawrenceville.
Oh, okay. That's doable. As long as I don't have to parallel park.
Uh-oh.
Wait, have we told...
you might have to.
Wait, have we told Ruth Ann about what's happening August 30th?
I don't know.
I don't know if we have. We got the opportunity to play with GBV later this month.
At Heed Fest in Dayton.
Oh, at Heed Fest. You know what, Gary? Did Gary tell me that?
Yeah, we might have talked about it at his house that one day.
Yeah, he may have told me that. Oh, cool. And it's not going to be... I forget how it's going to be different. Like, there's not that party at the Polish club that they would have.
Well, it's sort of happening, but it's at this, like, tavern instead. And it's also free, just because it's, like, you know, you can go there for free, and then if you want food or drinks, you just pay for it there.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. That's neat. So which places are they playing?
It's the Bright Side, it's called. Is the show? Yeah, that's where they're playing on Friday, and then the next day, it's called the Yellow Cab Tavern.
And that's the one you're playing, or you're playing Friday?
Friday, yeah.
Friday. Oh wow. Well, I won't be making it, but it's not like that's right. You don't have to buy before.
Well, for Friday they do have tickets, but they're sold out. But all the other weekend stuff is just like. Anyone can come.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I probably won't make it with like a lot of animals. I mean,
you got to keep those bully cats in line.
Single digits, yeah. It's in single digits at least, but yeah. Actually, there was no fight. They're playing and running around. Because there's an umbrella opened up in here.
Well, that's always fun.
Even though she came from next door, it was raining really hard. there goes one over there. Okay, so that's really nice. Wow. So that's cool. Maybe you can go to a diner with them.
Yeah. We'll name drop you, see if it gets us anything.
I used to always see them, like, out of town, too, so I don't know if Bob ever knew where I was really from.
Oh.
He doesn't mingle in the crowd at shows like he used to. Like the old days. I mean, you know, I understand why. But it was always cool. Like, oh, there's Bob in his cut-off sweatpants. Just watching the opener.
Yeah. Well, he's more of a celebrity these days to people me and Nick's age.
Yep.
Thing. Yeah, he is, huh? Okay, well, do you have other announcements at all? Because I don't, other than what, you know, tomorrow could be a sad day.
I guess that's it.
Yeah,
that's...
our announcement is be thankful for the happy days.
Yep. Well, there's 2 hours left. It could still turn really sad.
Uh-oh.
I know.
But it probably won't. But it probably won't.
Yep.
Yeah. I know, yeah, I know other people have lost, like, all their vinyl in fires and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could be sad.
It could all go up in flames.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I don't keep it here. No.
Don't keep all your eggs in one basket.
Well, because I don't know where to put it now, because anywhere is a potential, like, a place to corner a cat and then there's piss happens. You know? Like, not on the records, no, because there's really nothing, you know, paper and cat piss, you kind of just do have to throw it away.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of cleaning that you can do. Unless it was like your birth certificate, I guess you just kind of...
You make do with that one.
Like, keep that one. Well, take care, and I'm glad I'm still... I mean, I wasn't that worried about it, but I was kind of, you know, better call.
Well, yeah, it's good to check in every now and then.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you.
The sad story of the day the guy drove away. Well, he was a passenger. He wasn't doing the driving. That apparently it was funny, so maybe they all laughed. Maybe it was one of those things where you don't want to laugh, but you can't stop laughing, even
yeah.
though you know it's a terrible thing. So
yeah,
maybe,
it's like when you laugh at a funeral or something.
Or just yeah, or
it's sad for one person, but funny for everyone else, maybe.
That Mary Tyler Moore episode where she laughs at the clown's funeral. She tried really hard, and can't contain herself. And I forget why, what the eulogy is, but it's probably ridiculous, you know.
I hear somebody laughing back there.
Really? Wow, I'm in the other room because I know I'm supposed to turn my radio down, so I just room instead. You know what I do like is the promo, the God one that Frank did, Frank Bosco. Can I request promos instead of a song?
Maybe.
If we can find it.
I can't think
yeah,
of
it's
that
the
one.
This is God when I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent.
Oh, let me see if I can find it.
That and the guy that the Radio Free Radio one where the guy's driving down to the bar and he hears some off the music on RCT. What is it? What's your share? What's your market share?
Oh, yeah, we're looking at him right now, and it's hard to tell what is what. So we will try to find it.
They're not still on carts or anything, are they?
No, it's all, like, digital. Yeah.
Well, some are on cards.
Oh, yeah, we do have... Well, yeah, like, with the files to play them. Yeah, it's all... I don't know. It's hard to find.
Oh, okay. Well, then
we'll look for it, though, and... We do have to read some PSAs before the top of the hour, so we're going to do that now.
Okay.
But it was good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in and, keeping your spot as number one.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to do that summer slap a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you.
See you later, Ruthann. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Also, goodbye to Ruthann's sister, who we heard in the back. She listens too, but you know,
it was a bit off theme. She was laughing, and that was like a
that
last,
was last
that was like
week.
A last
yeah
week
last
thing
week
to
was
do.
For laughing. Well, we wouldn't want them to be crying. Those that's our number one fan. So to get the most out of your medications, you need to know what's in them. Today, nearly everyone uses prescription or over-the-counter medications, but it's so easy to buy and pick them up that consumers are lulled into thinking they pose no risks. Medicines are powerful and should be treated with respect. You must know how to use them safely. Studies show that consumers who have a relationship with their pharmacists know more about the medicines they take and have a clear understanding of how to use them. The best way to establish a relationship starts with one easy step. Learn their name and have a list of questions ready when you pick up that prescription. You'll want to know when and how to take the medicine, how it should be stored, and whether any foods or activities should be avoided while you are taking the prescription. To know your medicine, know your pharmacist. A public message from the American Pharmacists Association and WRCT. Maybe those pharmacists are just lonely and they want people to talk to them.
I'm still trying to find the God promo. Really digging for it.
I wonder if anyone's ever requested a promo before instead of a song. That could be a first. Well, either way, The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment, or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org.
Hi, this is God. Remember, I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent. I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
There you go.
We did it. We've never done these before.
No.
Let me do another one to fulfill our little quota. Oh, Mike Nelson from Mystery Science Theater. Let's do that.
Well, hello. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
Awesome. All right, well, time to get back to the sad songs. I was trying to think of that one word for tears, like lacrimosa. What would be like the adjective for that? Like
lacrimose.
Lacrimose. The lacrimose songs.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't be lacrimose.
Here's Guided by Voices with Sometimes I Cry.
Be happy because these guys are crying and you're not.
I'm not afraid to know they're just a warning, reminding me I'm missing you. So you moved out up to Europe, you packed your warmth and you took your soul. Well, I hope you do what you're damn sure of. A lonely bed here takes on the cold. Lose a wife, changed my life, we're not together. A canceled future, well, it's hard on me. Gone, you're gone, are you gone forever? Hope you love the baby I'm never gonna see. And I've got tears. My light, it's gonna stand till my heart believes in what you chose. I won't let nobody carry this load for me. Guess I'll keep a hold on my sorrow. I've got to feel now all that you see.